Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. The Shir is Leilui Nishmas from Meir Shapiro, whose Yortzeit is today, Zayin Cheshvan. And we'll see in a moment how the Shir today connects to his Yortzeit. The Gemara, on the top of Tavim Heya Mudalev, brings Hilchas Olimishicha, meaning we pass an halacha regarding Pigul, which is not a get today. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. Do we pass an halacha Olimishicha? Says the Gemara, if so, the whole Shechitas Kodshim, the whole Seder Kodshim, don't learn any Kodshim, because Hilchas Mishicha, we can't learn things that are not Nagia today. So Elama, Jewish V'Kabal Schar, your Darshan, and you get a reward for it. So here, Jewish V'Kabal Schar, says the Gemara, two different Lashonis, but the Gemara is answering, that's right, you have to learn the Sugya, but why you have to tell me Halacha? Halacha is only the Maisa, I don't have to know what the Halacha is, just learn the different Shittas without getting to the Halacha. So it comes out from the Gemara that's clearly we need to learn, even in Yonim, that are not Nagia today Lamaisa, you still have to learn them. And this is what the Chavas Yoyer, he has a whole simon about this, in simon Kuf Chof Dalet, where there he gives instructions for someone what to teach his son, what he should teach somebody. So he says, he brings a different Yonim, and he says, of course, you want to learn Halacha Lamaisa, it's very important to know what to do. But even things that are not Halacha Lamaisa, you should learn that as well. Just it's not on the same level and the same importance as Halacha Lamaisa. Now, what is really the inyan of learning topics that are not negia lamaisa? So the Orech Laner in his Akdoma to Maseches Makis brings three explanations that are very negia to our sugya. So number one, says the Orech Laner, the reason why you have to know is because maybe Beis HaMikdash will be built tomorrow. You have to know what to do. So in order to be able to be knowledgeable of the halachas, you have to know the sugyas. According to this Orech Laner, l'chui should know halacha too. Because the Beis HaMikdash is built, so you should know the halacha. So if they understand why the Gemara, you don't want to know, Gemara says, Hilchas HaMashiach, you should not know the halacha. One easy way to explain it is when Beis HaMikdash will be built, and it will come here, Eliyahu HaNavi, and we have Mashiach, so then they'll tell us what the halacha is. We don't have to decide right now. Tosfos brings in our sugya, that he brings Raya to other places, we do bring halacha. And in the third explanation of Tosfos, he says, what we talk about how to do, not to pass the halacha, is only regarding Averis. Because here we're talking about Pigul. Pigul is an Aveira. For Aveira, you need to know the Halacha for the time of Lassid Lavoy. People won't do Aveiras then. That's an understanding in Taisis. So I don't need to know Halacha regarding Aveira. You need to know Halacha only regarding a mitzvah. And the Mele, that works very well with the first explanation of the Orech Laner. There's another Mahalach brought down in the Sefer Divrei Shol for the Baal Shor Lameshiv in Masechet Sanhedrin. He brings what's brought down, and many, he quotes the Gilui Mahashor. In the name of the Arizal, it says the Halacha Lassid Lavoy will change. For example, we paska in this word like Beis Hillel. But Lassid Lavoy will be Midas Adin, will paska like Beis Shammai. So Emelian says, the Shulamesh Givaldik, he says, how can you paska halacha today? The halacha may change when Mashiach comes. So paska halacha today is not just because it's not necessary, but because it's not useful. It's something that when we get Lassid Lavoy, will change the halacha. That's why we don't paska halacha today. That's what it means, Hilchas HaMashiach. The second explanation of the Orech Laner, there's a reason you need to know the sugyas, even though it's not Nagia today, because when you learn them, is as if you are doing the mitzvah. As we say, we have it in the Lashon that's brought down the Sidurim. When we said we talk about we bring the Mishnah of Ezer Mekoyman, it says he rotzoi will be we learn it kilu krafti oilo. He rotzoi that's if he krafti toido. Every one of the korbanos that you learn is as if you actually did the mitzvah. That's the ma'ala of learning it, even though it's not Nagia l'maisa. And you can attach to the Be'er Mayim Chayim. The Be'er Mayim Chayim in Parashat Tzav, it says, Dover Niflam Hoyd in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, El Drosh V'Kabel Schar. It says, what does it mean, Drosh V'Kabel Schar? Does it mean just you'll get reward for learning Torah? That can't be the Pshat. Because of course, that was not, what was the Havim mean to say otherwise? If someone doesn't have a house and he learns the Halachas of Mezuzah, he won't get rewarded for learning Torah? What was the Chiddush of the Gemara? Says the Be'er Mayim Chayim. What the Gemara is telling us is much more than that. The Gemara is saying, you get rewarded as if you did the mitzvah. He says, why? Because when a person is yearning to do a mitzvah, he really wants to do it, but he can't do it. It's as if someone who's nenas v'lo yasah, it's like someone is honest not to do a mitzvah. And then we have a din, and if a person just wanted to do a mitzvah, wasn't able to do it, he gets rewarded as if he did it. Person who learns the halachas as if he's ready right now to do the mitzvah. He says, I want to do it right now, korbanos, but I can't because there's no Beis HaMikdash. But because he wants it so much, it's considered to be as if he did the mitzvah. Troish v'kabel schar, darshanet, you'll get rewarded as if you actually did the mitzvah. So that's the second explanation of the Orech Laner, why to learn the halachas, they're not nagia today. And the third explanation is another level, says the Aruch HaNer. There's another inyan. And that is because kol ha-Torah kulos mikshah achas. The Torah, you need to know the entire Torah. The Torah is like one big menorah. If you're missing a piece of the menorah, you don't have a menorah. If you're missing a piece of Torah, so even though that piece that you're missing is not a gerla mindset, but it affects everything else. And the way the mashmos of the Aruch HaNer is, really to understand Torah well, even things that are gerla mindset, you need to know other parts. You look at the Gedoyle Achronim, how they come and learn from things of Kachim, they learn in Yon have to do with Aruch HaNer. It's similar to what Tosfos says by us over here in the beginning, when you say halacha, sometimes you say halacha and kachim, when you can learn from halacha for other inyanim. Says the Aruch HaNer, that kol ha-Torah kulo is miksha achas. You need to know kol ha-Torah kulo in one shot in order to understand all parts of Torah. And this, we connect this to the Yotzei Meir Shapiro, Shaschal Zayin Cheshvan. Because what Meir Shapiro gave to Klal Yisrael, the idea of the Daf Yomi, is that everybody has part in every chelik of Torah, meaning every chelik of Talmud Bavli. There are gemaras, there are inyanim and shas that people didn't touch because that was not the main limut. A person has to pick a limut to learn. He's not going to pick some random mesechta, so to speak. But Rabbi Shapiro gave that ability that everyone has chelik in every part of Talmud Bavli, which is the Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the great mile of having the whole Torah kulo as a mikshu achas. His neshama should have an aliyah. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.